be present. The other side has consistently refused to agree to that. We have said you can bring the NLF if you want to, but we can't decide the future of South Vietnam, which has an elected government, in their absence. So in effect, we have said that we're interested in what you have to say on these three subjects. I didn't say a contract, Dean. I said interested in what you have to say on these three subjects. DMZ, the GVN president, shelling the cities. Nixon says yes, but you don't insist on all three. President, well, we'd like to have all three. He said, yes, yes. The president said, but we asked them to make their commitment to us, telling us what they would do. Nixon says, on any of these? The president says, now, we don't say that you've got to sign in blood beforehand, but we do say this. What would happen if we stopped the bombing Sunday, we walked in Monday morning with a GAVM? Would you walk out? They have not responded, and we don't know what they will do. Now, until we do know, and that is very important to us, we don't want to gamble on American lives. And when we do know, then we'll have to make a decision. He said, yes. But they're making it now, and we don't know what they're going to do about it. They may decide that they'll try to hang on until January. They're taking a terrible beating. They're paying a terrible price. The message, the information I gave you before the convention, we met the joint leadership, Republican and Democrat, had a wired day. It came in from Abrams, the net of which he says that he is destroying 5,000 to 10,000 military men per month by his bombing alone. We're losing 700 to 800. He said, yes. Our people all told, a couple hundred a week, or maybe 250 sometimes, so we're losing 700 to 800 a month. He's losing 5,000 to 10,000 a month. Now, if we stop that, and then let's see where we get back in. Now, unless we get some of these things, now our negotiators have been unable to get them up to now. Wait a minute. We have a meeting Wednesday. I thought after Wednesday I might have further talks with Harriman and Vance and see what they had to say. Nixon said, well, the way this, I was just seeing here, of course, the papers tend to represent this to be a big difference. Humphrey's saying it's dramatic moving away from the administration. But when you read down, he says he's weighing the risk. He would place evidence, direct or indirect, so forth, the militarized zone. So that would indicate he wasn't doing it unilaterally. I said, I think the safest position is take it part of the way. Now, let me see. I'm trying to. Now, here he is. On the other hand, this would be interpreted, as I'm sure you know, as a dramatic move away from the administration. This Nixon. It's my intention not to move in that direction. I think for this fundamental reason, as long as the administration is still negotiating, I think my position has to be in good conscience, that unless and until there's some evidence of a reciprocal step, that we could not stop the bombing. That's still the administration position, isn't it? Answer, yes, except reciprocal, Dick, is a bad word. I would say unless they give us some assurance that it wouldn't, unless we had some indication that it would not cost the lives of our men.
Mm-hmm.
Now, there's one other modifying thing there, and then he says, in effect, that
of course, there's a new cable in from Abrams this morning that you could read parts of to the military, showing a dramatic change in the situation on the ground out there.
Now, here's what Nixon says. So that's what I've been saying. Here's what I said. The position I think that candidates should take is that the president, and there's just one president now, the Secretary of State, the Secretary of Defense, the chairman and the members of the Joint Chiefs, Ambassador Bunker and General Abrams are the responsible men in charge of this situation in Vietnam now. They're going to be responsible until a new president is elected and sworn in. Therefore, you're not going to try to look over their shoulders without all the information and tell them what is best from a strategy tactic standpoint. You have to have confidence in the Secretary of State, the Secretary of Defense, the professional army, and you believe that every American wants peace. But you are not, in order to win a campaign, going to be in a position of trying to overrule or second-guess these men without any information that would justify it. Nixon, that's what I've been saying. I think on this, too, I can just say what I've said previously, that as I understand it, is the position of the government, that if there's any evidence that there would be, that a bombing pause could take place without endangering our people, our men, we will go ahead and do it. Isn't that really our position? President, well, not necessarily. We have said that we favor the stopping of bombing if it doesn't endanger our men. Of course, then, we want these. We want them to respect the DMZ. We don't want them to take advantage of us in shelling the cities. At San Antonio, you said, we don't want them to take advantage if we stop the bombing. All of these things entered into it. He said, yes. President said, you know, we don't want them to shell the cities as well as the DMZ. Nixon says, right. President said, the most important thing, though, Dick, is, Nixon interrupting, is the recognition of the government. The president said, well, we've got not just necessarily, just let them hear, just let them sit in the meetings. That's what we want them to do. Now, if they should overthrow this government, or the million-man army go down the drain because they couldn't sit in, we'd be in a hell of a shape. That's right. Well, Mr. President, I hate to bother you, but I appreciate it. No, I thank you. I want to be sure I was up to date on everything. I said, I think the least you can do is stay out of tactics. The American Party, Republican Party, Democratic Party, and I put that responsibility on somebody else if I were you until I had to assume it myself. I would just say to them, let the Secretary of State, Defense, Joint Chiefs made our position clear in Paris, and you're not going to overrule that position unless you have more information. Nixon said, right, okay, that's what I'll do. Nixon said, that is what I'm going to continue to say. Thank you, Dick. I appreciate your taking my call. Bye now, he says.
Right.
Now, that's the position I think we ought to take tonight. We're interested in all three, and we think we've got something on all three.
Mr. President, I think that you want to think about whether you have the candidates with you. Together, along with the leadership, I think that there could be tension in the room on that. What about while the leadership is being briefed, you might see Nixon in another room? And
I might do that.
That sort of thing, because I think you could have a high state of tension if these fellows are sitting in the same room with each other. All right, I'll go ahead then and get the message to Marcus Lumley.
Yes, and you move him up, move Vance up, though, first, as quick as you can.
Got a phone call in now. Right.